And now, let's return to What Happened on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Tom Inabnett.
Welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Pleasure to have you here. Once again, if you want to give us a call, we'd love to hear from you at 888-463-6748. You know, it's strange as I listen to President Obama. You know, there's a lot of people who give him a lot of flack saying that he's a bad American and this and that and so forth. And, you know, I refuse to believe that he's a bad American. I do believe that he has our best interest at heart. At least I hope so. At least I believe he believes he does. And then you hear him say things, and I cannot believe when he said these things, it just struck me, and I'll give you a quote. It was President Obama, and he says, "If you were successful, somebody along the line gave you some help. Somebody helped you create this unbelievable American system that we have that allowed you to thrive. Somebody invested in roads and bridges. If you've got a business, you didn't build that. Someone else made that happen." Ladies and gentlemen, how in the world does the president get away with a statement like this? How is it that if you built your business, you didn't build your business? Now, at a campaign event in California Monday night, Mr. Obama accused the Romney campaign of splicing and dicing his controversial comments for partisan gain. And he tried to emphasize his belief in American entrepreneurship. But ladies and gentlemen, what he said was not sliced and diced. If you've got a business, you didn't build that. Now, exactly what do you mean to that? Now, to the Romney campaign, it was a distinction without a difference. It really does. Now, this is what Romney campaign says, that the context of the quote is worse than the quote itself. This is what Romney told CNBC's Larry Kudlow in an interview on Monday. Now, ladies and gentlemen, understand that for our president to actually believe that entrepreneurship is not accomplished by the individual accomplishments of people, it's a fundamental attack on the free market economy. And the free market economy is responsible for the success of this country throughout history. Small businessmen and women everywhere, understand, they embody the very foundation of the free market, which is the exact principles upon which our government was founded. This environment of free enterprise was created so that any individual, anyone with a dream and enough go-to to get it done, can enjoy the fruits of their labor. And by association, they create jobs, they create commerce, they do all of the things that keep our market economy driving forward and keep it strong. And I promise you, if the government would simply get out of the way, move the regulations, get out of the way of the individuals, this recession would end, ladies and gentlemen. Truly, investors, small business people are having a very difficult time these days. And I'll give you a small example. Not far from my house, about 2 miles from my house, and I live out in the country, there's a little store, and we all depend on it. We all go to this little store for, you know, our gallon of milk or a loaf of bread or something that we forgot at the grocery store. And this little store is unfortunately on the brink of closing simply because the cost of doing business is getting too high. Okay, they already shut down their little grill where many people around here went for lunch because they simply couldn't afford to keep an extra employee on to run the cash register and another one to run the grill. They couldn't do that. It was too much money because too many taxes, too many things are getting in their way. Now understand, that free market economic model that we use right now is responsible for the innovation and creativity that have made this country what it is. We saw this. I mean, if you went to, for example, the Soviet Union back in the days of the Soviet Empire, the communism, and so forth, that people's innovation was stifled because it didn't matter what you created or how forward-thinking you were or how hard you worked. You did not have the ability to benefit from your own creation. And we saw the exact opposite that happened in Poland. Everybody remember the Rubik's Cube? Where Mr. Rubik, who invented this cube, became a smash worldwide. Now, the Polish government was again under the auspices of the Soviet Union, and what they did was they made absolutely certain that he would never have more than 20 employees. They didn't want him to get out of hand, but they still wanted to see if his business model could help change the economics in the Eastern Bloc, and it did. It did. We all know that the Rubik's Cube was a smashing success, and that was in no small part, responsible for helping change the landscape of what we used to call the Eastern Bloc. Now, what people seem to overlook is that the small businessmen also pay. Now, understand this. I understand that Mr. Obama was trying to put in place that you didn't do it alone. And had he stopped with that, I wouldn't have any problems at all, because nobody does it alone. I mean, the infrastructure was built. The trash is taken out. The firemen, the policemen, all these things helps an individual create an atmosphere where an individual has the ability to strive, work hard, and enjoy his success. But we seem to overlook in his statements, he seemed to overlook what he says. You didn't build that. He seems to overlook the fact that the small businessman paid his taxes too. His taxes also paid for the roads and the bridges and all that routine. So why are you dumping on another citizen who helped pay for those roads and those bridges? You didn't build that. Well, then who did? Who did build that? Now, it's a little bit of akin. Now, let's picture this for a moment. Let's talk about a child who's on a beach, and they build a little sandcastle. Well, he couldn't, by the Obama's rationality, he couldn't have done that without the pail and the shovel. But do we give credits to the manufacturers of the pail and the shovel, or do we give the credit to the kid? We give the credit where it belongs. We give it to the kid. In a free market economy, we're able to build things with our own initiative. And here's a few things. Now, one thing the free market economy does, and these are foundations for what make us the most successful country in the world. A free market offers continual innovation. Most of the major inventions in our lifetimes have been invented here or been inspired by research here in this country. Because, again, the people who do that innovation can benefit from their creativity. A free market ultimately leads to better products because we have competition. We have this guy, he's selling widget A, this guy's got widget B, there, and whoever has the best widget at the best price with the best marketing, he wins. So ultimately, we get the better products. It's not unlike natural selection in nature. Whether you believe in that or not, that's a subject for a different. But what it does is it lets us have better and better and better goods. Now, this is one of the problems with Obamacare. And I'm not going to touch on this too much, but Obamacare, one of the things that it does do is that it allows innovation to be removed from the equation of medicine because the incentive is no longer there. Same thing with, in this case, the free market economy gives incentive so we get better products at a cheaper price. Another basic tenet is that you're paid more fairly for the quality of work and establish a better paying and a more equal paying jobs. In other words, if I'm allowed to build a better widget and sell it more attractively and give it a better price, then I'm also going to have the ability to hire more people. As my company grows, as demand for my widget grows, I can hire more people and expand my business. This is what a free market guarantees it. Free markets, by and large, run on supply and demand. So the more supply that is, or the more demand that there is in the marketplace, the bigger our supply is, the bigger we can grow, the better it is for our economy. Okay? In many countries that are not based on supply and demand, businesses are run by extortion or monopoly. Okay? And these things stifle the creativity that's made us the great nation that we are. Now, finally, the free trade that a free market provides makes the prices that Americans pay cheaper than any other country, thereby increasing their actual cash money. So what happens here is that if we keep the free market economy in place, our country has the ability to pull itself out of virtually any dire straits if we can simply get the federal government out of our way. And regulations like Dodd-Frank and new laws like Obamacare, I should say the Affordable Health Care Act, these kind of things get in the way. They interfere with the way a free market economy works. And if we allow this free market economy model to be transformed, to go away, where it's more controlled by government regulations and by the pundits in Washington and by politicians and so forth and so on, if we allow that control, if we let this get away from us, folks, I promise you, it will never come back. It's funny, you know, I look at a little graph I show, kind of a poster, and says the world according to Mr. Obama. Now, first of all, it's kind of a flow chart. Those of you who know what it means, it says, are you a liberal or a conservative? And if you're a liberal, it says, did something go good or bad? And if it went bad, you didn't do that. But if you're a conservative and something went good, well, you didn't do that. We did that. Okay? You did not. If you were successful, then we don't get the credit. Then you're not supposed to. If you had the foresight to get off your behind and go out and get to work and do the things that you needed to do and were successful about it. Well, you didn't do that. Somebody else did that. You just happened to be, you know, you're not any smarter or any better. You don't work any harder than anybody else. You just got lucky. And we did that for you. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. But on the other hand, if a conservative does something bad, well, you did that. You're evil. You know, George Bush is evil. The free market economy doesn't work. You're a racist. It's in the newspapers for 6 months. I hate to actually draw the line between liberals and conservatives because, frankly, ladies and gentlemen, as I have discussed before, both are necessary to run our country effectively. And if you don't believe that, it's been that way for 236 years, folks. It's part of what we are and who we are. And the country was architected by our forefathers that way. And for better or worse, for the good or bad of it, we have and are living in the greatest country this planet has ever seen, has ever known. I mean, it's been tried many times. It was tried. They tried it in Greece and Rome, and it's moved back and forth and tried it in it. And the problem is that once you start pulling away the incentive of the people to accumulate wealth, the incentive of the people to succeed, then what are you left with? If no one has the drive to succeed, then how is it possible that you're going to succeed? You're just not. Now understand, remember one more time, ladies and gentlemen, that the small businessman pays for his infrastructure just like the rest of us, but he went one step further. He got off the couch. He had an idea. He went there and he made it what it is. I mean, he was successful and was able to enjoy the fruits of his labor. And he should. And he should. Now, the best way, again, for us to make sure that our country stays the way it is we need to safeguard free market economy. And trust me, the Obama administration and the liberal pundits, they do not want us to be free. And that may be a blanket statement. I'm, you know, that's probably a little bit out there. But they want control over our economy. They want a larger and larger and larger bureaucracy. And understand that every time they build a new department, something, hey, folks, this is a wonderful thing. We need this. And everybody, wow, this is cool. All of a sudden, you get a huge new government bureaucracy whose sole purpose is to monitor and regulate the way you live your life. That is not what I call freedom, ladies and gentlemen. What do you call it? Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take another break. We will be back right after this.